Texte numéro 28. Election 2012. America's new mandate on climate change. Some environmentalists have characterized Obama's re-election as a mandate for strong action on climate change. Obama, who frequently expressed concern about the climate during his first run for presidency in 2008, failed to talk about it on the stump this time around. The president's campaign advisers calculated that there were few votes to be won and potentially many to be lost if Obama were to appear to advocate tougher regulations on industry at a time of low economic growth and high unemployment nationwide. Romney attacked Obama in TV ads broadcast in the swing state of Ohio for what he characterized as job-killing regulations on coal, which is a big player in mining and electricity production in much of the Midwest. But the president's bailout of the auto industry turned out to be more persuasive to voters in the Rust Belt states, which went solidly for Obama. With the candidate's relentless focus on the economy, climate change was a non-issue, until nature herself brought it savagely into focus with Hurricane Sandy, the largest and most destructive weather event on record for the mid-Atlantic states. Climate scientists have been saying for years that warmer ocean temperatures, together with rising sea levels, would lead to an increase in punishing hurricanes. This prediction has tragically proved accurate since Hurricane Katrina, which killed over 1,800 people in New Orleans in 2005. Political observers called the latest storm, Sandy, a game changer in Tuesday's election. It gave Obama a chance to act presidential, touring the coast of New Jersey at a critical moment just days before the vote. It also earned the president a timely endorsement from New York City Mayor, who applauded Obama for acting to stem climate change, taking steps to raise the fuel efficiency standards on cars and tighten pollution rules on power plants. Environmental activists are urging President Obama to harness his victory at the polls to enact stringent new limits on CO2 emissions and to push hard for concerted global action on the climate. In one of his references to the threat of climate change since the convention, the president warned of the destructive power of a warming planet in his victory speech in Chicago. But Obama will face the same opposition in Congress as he did in the last mandate. Republicans in Congress last year voted no fewer than 247 times to weaken EPA protections that have been in place for decades and to defeat proposed new climate legislation. That is the bad news. The good news is that if the election results are to be trusted, the public's patience for Republican obstructionism on the environment may just have run out. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2012.